Obviously, last game was great play on the interception return.
Yeah.
You know, then the ensuing, I guess, fine for the action. I just wanted to see what your reaction was to that.
You know, first off, I just want to apologize to all the fans and all the viewers who had to witness that. You know, I own up to 100%. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable for me and this team. And, you know, I want to put it behind me and want to move on and, you know, focus on Miami and just let people know it won't happen again. And that's not who I am.
How about the play itself, Logan?
You know, it was a good play. It was a play where all 11 people on the field were doing their job, and it was a great call. And we had opportunity. I had opportunity to make the play, and I did. And you know, it helped the team at that time.
You seem like a really accountable person. I mean, how disappointed are you? I mean, just in terms of the action, you know, knowing that everyone makes mistakes.
Yep.
At the same time, you know, we're accountable for what
it. Exactly, and I want to be held accountable for this. And you know, like I said, I think I have a lot of future, a lot of football in me in the future, and I just want to make the most of it and make the most of my opportunities in the future.
What has it been like for you playing in this defensive secondary, and how much have you learned that helped produce that interception?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a learning experience. I have a lot, you know, to learn and a lot to grow, but I'm surrounded by, you know, great players on our team, and that's in the secondary with Devin McCourty and Kyle Arrington and Aqib Talib and even Alfonso Denard and everyone who's been around. They've been playing extremely great ball, and we want to continue that.
Has it slowed down? I know the first year it seems to always swim real fast. Has it slowed down yet?
Yeah, it slows down week by week with repetition, and that starts in practice, and I'm practicing better than I have in the past, and I think as I practice better, I'll play better, and then it'll all continue to slow down.
What have you learned from the guy got the locker next to you here and Aqib?
Yeah, I just learned a lot about the little things, how to prepare during the week, the things that go unnoticed, and you do a lot of little things right, it adds up and it makes plays on Sundays.
Talk about the Dolphins and their wide receiving core. They seem to be able to stretch the field, they can get you in the seam, they can do pretty much everything.
Yeah, they're a good team, they're a good balanced attack, and, you know, and we got to be ready for them, and it's an extremely important game for us and for the secondary and for this defense, and you know, we're just going to take it day by day.
At Rutgers, were you inside guy and outside guy, or mostly outside in terms of what you played?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I just wanted to help the team wherever they need me, and it kind of translates here.
What does it mean to you that the coaching staff obviously has as much confidence as they do in you?
Yeah, I mean that's what they drafted me here. They drafted me here to play. They drafted me here to help make plays and help the team win. And, you know, whenever that time, if that time has come already, I just want to make sure I'm prepared for it every single day. So when the opportunities do keep coming, I make plays.
With the key bout, do you guys, as a secondary, put more pressure on yourselves and knowing that you have
No, not at all. I mean, it's a high-pressure position in general. It's just next man in. And Aqib let us know that, you know, the day that he was out, it's going to be the next man in. If that's me, if that's whoever it may be, and we all have to step up and do a little more.